Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just do it. Come on.
What do you want me to do, Kenny?
I want you to do a home run call Jason Kipnis style. How often does he hit three-run home runs? When pigs fly,
why
he had a three-run home run last night.
Why would I waste my home run calls on Jason Kipnis, of all players?
You know what? If you don't do it, I'm going to do it.
Go ahead.
How do you like that?
Be my
I'm just going to steal the bit from you. And the thing is, I'm going to do it purposely bad, which technically yours were purposely bad. However,
that was kind of
mine's a different style of bad. It's just you never do it anymore. People have been asking you for 3 years. He hits a three-run bing bong last night, and you won't do the call.
A three-run what?
Three-run home run.
No, what did you call it?
Three-run bing bong.
Bing bong?
Bing bong?
Never heard of it. They call it a bing bong?
What is that like a...
You never heard it called a bing bong?
No.
Is that like a minor league thing?
Three-run bing bong.
Three-run bing bong. No.
I have never heard that in my life.
It's a three-run bing bong. You never heard it called
no,
that?
I swear.
Call them three-run bing bongs all the time. I swear to God.
Well, how many three-run bing bongs have you been seeing this year? Haven't been a lot of them.
Do you have the Underwood clip? I'm just going to ruin your bit now because you won't do it. Because you won't have fun and give the people of Cleveland what they want.
Do they really want it?
I think they do. Well, it's been they still bring it up years later. They still bring it up. You're helping out Ernie Johnson. I guess I got to help out Matt Underwood. Go ahead. Swing and drive! A deep right field! Cheers! Gone! That'll be four waters with lemon, Mr. Waiter, since he's opening up a restaurant in Columbus. It's a three-run bing bong for Jason Kipnis!
Why do you have... No,
there you
come
go.
On. I liked it.
There you go. Did it badly? And I take it all. This is your fault. This is all, the blood of that horrible call is on your hands, Mr. Lima.
I enjoyed it. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, you like
I thought it
rugby.
Was exceptionally bad.
Thank you. That's what I'm going for.
I liked explaining everything in there about the restaurant and all that.
Yeah, is it going to be 18% gratuity with parties of eight or more? What's going on? Do we know about his philosophies? Where's his money going to be?
Do
Where
it
are
again.
The margins?
Do it again.
Here, let's do Perez. Here,
okay.
This one.
No. It's got to be Kipnis because I don't know anything Kipnis. About Roberto Perez. Go ahead. Kipnis
all right,
again.
All right, here's his second homer.
Jason Kipnis.
Swung on this one. A deep drive to right field.
Goodbye.
She is gone. Lobster on top of the steak is an extra $3. It's a one-run bing bong for Jason Kipnis.
You can have
was that a solo
run?
Shot by Jason
yeah,
or was it two
solo.
Run?
I think so. No. That's a good deal on the lobster.
That is. That's fantastic for just $3
more. Well, it's
more.
Just the lobster shavings.
Oh. It's imitation lobster.
I don't know why I'm recording this.
Of course you know why
oh,
you're recording
Oh, you know why
it.
You're recording
no,
it. And you should. You should. Because, again, it's not my fault. It's not your fault, Kenny. It's his fault over there.
Oh, come on.
It's your fault.
All right, how about this?
Roberto Perez.
I'll make a deal right now. I'll make a deal right now. You want me to make a deal? I'll make a deal right now. Once and for all. You want to do it?
Get Roberto Perez. Here we go.
No, Roberto. All right. Ready?
Yep.
Roberto sends one.
Swung on. This one going deep down the line. She is fair. Big bats. Big balls. Roberto Perez. A two-run bing bong down in Arlington. It is now a 10-4.
And he's able to keep it
Cleveland Indians lead. Even though I don't know the score when he hit them.
I like the big bats, big balls.
Big bats,
good.
Big balls.
That was good.
I wish people saw you doing the robot as you did.
Again, this is poor on purpose, so you know.
All right, how about this? You want some motivation?
And so bad he's doing it on purpose. Uh-huh, sure. Go ahead, yeah, it, yeah.
If the Indians get it down to five games in the division.
Five games.
Is five games.
Is that when you'll flip the switch and
five
do it?
That's when we'll do everything. We'll empty out everything. You get to five, and you scare the you-know-what out of the Twins, then we'll do it.
Do we have any more home runs? That was fun.
Ooh, we've got some from yesterday.
Audio
from,
courtesy.
That's all they're doing. There. Batting the practice down in Arlington.
Who's the next guy up? Do we have another?
Jose.
People are saying this is the first time they ever heard three-run Bing Bong.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, I haven't either. But I like it. I don't hate it. I don't have anything for Jose Ramirez. If I say something about Jose Ramirez, I'm probably going to have to apologize for it later.
Bowers?
Jake Bowers?
Ramirez had an RBI yesterday, 1-for-5. His batting average went down to 204 yesterday. It was up to 205.
I mean, I'm looking at Tuesday already because we already went through yesterday's home run.
Yeah, the moment's passed. I give up.
So hold on. Is it significant that they got it down to 9?
Yes. Single digits. We're in single digits now.
All
you people, I agree with you now. I agree with you. It's like, yeah, the Red Sox, yeah. Which they won yesterday against the Twins.
So 2 out of 3. Yeah.
And you look at what happens before that pivotal series right after the All-Star break. It starts July 12th. Cleveland Indians, Minnesota Twins. It's the only series they have before the trade deadline. So people keep saying there's 13 games left. You have 10 left after the trade deadline. I looked this up yesterday. So if you win this, because you have some real hell trash that's on this schedule here coming up. Theirs is slightly better. Like, they still have the Rangers and who else do they have that's okay? I forget. But theirs is, they still have the White Sox on their schedule. They're playing the Royals today.
Yeah, they start a three-game series.
Or tomorrow. It might be tomorrow. They start a three-game series. Yeah, if it's a three-game series, they'll start with the Royals tomorrow. They have a day off than the Twins do. So you have, gosh, Kansas City's on that schedule. The Tigers are on that schedule. Orioles are on that schedule. I'm just going off the top of my head. Baltimore is on. I already said Baltimore. Cincinnati is on that schedule, right? Mm-hmm. Coming up before July 7th. So you do have a chance to cut into this. There's a couple of injuries for Minnesota. So now they took on that. So the only thing you can do, in the words of Greg Schiano, keep chopping wood.
It is a
more three-run Bing Bongs, and I'm going to be excited.
It
baby.
Is a four-game series. For the Twins against
Kansas City. It's a
four-game
series? Well, yeah. This is why, you know, you just don't go to me for baseball.
And then what I'm seeing...
It's a four-game Bing Bong.
Now, we're comparing the Red Sox and the Twins. I think we're going to be doing this for a while, comparing the Twins and the Red Sox, because you're chasing both. And the Red Sox have now won, I think, 8 of their last 9. And they're the team I'm really worried about because they've got the pedigree. And my guess was they were going to make bigger moves at the deadline than maybe the Twins would make, although the Twins, you know, are going to need a starting pitcher for sure. The Red Sox need more bullpen help. I still think, even though you are only a half game behind Boston, if we were to make a wager on, are you going to play better than the Red Sox the rest of the year, as opposed to, can you outplay the Twins by 9 games the rest of the year, knowing all the games you have against the Twins? I still think the winning proposition, both are going to be hard. I think the winning proposition is, I think you can outplay the Twins more by 9 games more than you can outplay the Red Sox at all.
Mm.
And I just think the Red Sox are going to be geared up. They're going to be a better team. They're going to be able to add more, take on bad contracts if they need to help them immediately.
Okay. Well, still, I mean, a division's a division.
Yeah,
post-series is post-series.
Well, but this gets interesting. I heard Bull talking.
That's baseball. Yeah.
I heard Bull talking about this yesterday.
I'm proud of us, by
How
the way.
How much? What's
Can
that?
I just point that out? The entire year we haven't said, well, you know, that's baseball. Except in a joking manner. None of us have said that. Hey, 2 years ago, you might have done that. This year, no. It's hard. We got in a shouting match on Monday morning at 6 a.m. over Bobby Bradley. So you're in now, baby. You should be proud of yourself. You're in.
So I'm really curious. Bull said yesterday they are competing, obviously, for both wild card and division. Bull says the Indians are not going to be buyers whatsoever if they are right there for the wild card, because he says you just don't do that with a one-game playoff. You don't put any hopes into a one-game playoff. If you get a division, now you have a best of five.
Oh, God. It's such a drag. You don't do that for a one-game play. You don't do that for a You don't do that for a postseason. You never do that. You don't buy in for a one-game playoff. It's absolutely stupid. You and you so-called baseball fans, you think you guys know anything, talking into the morning about three-run bing-bongs and
poppycock of that matter. You must be absolutely crazy. You people don't know pizza, and you don't know liberal politics, and you certainly, certainly don't know about baseball. Yes, sir. Yes.
I agree with him, though.
You've been brainwashed by Lord Baseball, sir.
I'm a liberal politics.
Oh, yeah. You
know he absolutely agrees on that. Anthony Ocasio-Cortez on the other side of the table, he'll tell you about two things. He'll tell you about a Green New Deal, and he'll tell you about how he still supports the Bunt. I tell you, it's absolute balderdash, sir.
But I do agree with him.
The best part is when I do Lord Baseball, people think I'm actually trying to do Adam the Bull.
Yeah, Bull doesn't understand why you're doing it or what you're doing. He does not understand.
I can't believe Ken Carmen of the Murder is making fun of me and he's doing the Lord Baseball. Says nothing like me. It's absolutely embarrassing. What a nimrod. Yes. Yes.
But I do agree with him.
Anthony agrees with him. Of course you do. You're a sheep and you've been led on by Lord Baseball, even though I'm playing the role of Lord Baseball. So technically I've led you on because you're sheep. Yes. I bet you read BuzzFeed News and believe everything that they write on there, too, don't you? Yes.
It's a Daily Coast. So do you agree with them or disagree?
I don't know. I have to read Breitbart before the show starts. Do I agree with Lord Baseball? Do I agree with myself? Yes. Ken Carmen certainly doesn't agree with Lord Baseball. Doesn't agree with dieting either or going for runs.
I've made this very confusing, haven't I?
I don't know who I'm talking to.
I don't know. It just sounds like such a... When you just said that, I guarantee there were people in the car going... Because you said... Well, they're not going to... You can't buy. Why? Because it's a one-game playoff. Judas.
Well,
priest.
No, does it... Do you think it
it's
makes sense to?
It's just such a downer. Technically, yeah.
No, no, technically, not technically. I don't want technically. I want to know if you were the front office of the Cleveland Indians... And so the Indians are obviously playing much better baseball.
That's an easy argument, yeah.
Right now,
because you can always win that series, or you can always win that one game playoff, and then you're in a series, and then we'll see what we can do in a series. You can always win. It's just an assumption. When you get to the one game playoff, everybody just assumes, by the way, they're going to lose the one game playoff. Have you ever noticed that? Anybody who plays in a one game playoff since they started the one game play in game, they just assume they're going to lose it.
Well, no.
All
no,
fans,
no,
all teams, yes. Yes, I swear no, to God they do. You, I swear to God.
Obviously the unfortunate part of a one-game playoff is you are not going to be lined up pitching-wise, so you're not necessarily starting your ace pitcher for that. Of course, I don't know who the Indians' ace pitcher is right now. Is it going to be Mike Clevinger? Who's it going to end up being by the end of the year? Is Corey Kluber going to get back? But I think what you have to look at is, all right, one-game playoff, what are the odds you can advance – if you win that game and then play a team, you know, that has anywhere from 98 to 105 wins against, you know, we kind of can compare. Now, we know that in a best of five, we've said in the past anything can happen. Last year wasn't even close to the case. You were not even in the same stratosphere as the Houston Astros. That's why you got swept. And these teams are going to be just as good. The Yankees are going to be just as good. Plus the Astros. So are you depleting? Are you going into – because we've talked about retooling. We've talked about, okay, what can you do if you trade Trevor Bauer to help your team this year and next year? And that's retooling. That's not tanking. That's not blowing
no
it up.
Tank.
That's not a fire
I didn't
sale.
Say tank. No.
But some people think
well,
that
no,
is.
What you're
some people
me,
think if you trade Trevor Bauer, that is now like a fire sale.
What you're telling me is rational. I'm not saying it's an irrational thing. It's just a downer. It really is. Because this is why I say to expand the playoffs. Expand the playoffs by one more team. Put six teams in there. Because then, again, that would put the Indians right in the thick of everything. That would mean that you should be a buyer. You could make a better argument for being a buyer. You would play series. People still watch postseason baseball. I create more stars because I'm playing more postseason baseball. Who says no to that?
Yeah, but would
but
you
I
be,
understand
would you
that
be
that's
more
an
delusional?
Easy way out.
Would you be more delusional
Yes, absolutely.
About that?
Hell, I'm delusional about a one-game playoff. But I do think it stands to reason that everybody who plays in a one-game playoff just assumes that they're going to lose that, and that's going to be the end of it. Which I don't think that that's the proper assumption, but that's the way that people think about it. So they just tell themselves that they're not going to win the one-game playoff, hence, well, we shouldn't even be buying because we'll just play in a one-game playoff. We'll more than likely lose, and then we have this player for one game, and there's no point of it, and we've depleted our farm system.
Well, that's the key.
Like, you wouldn't do that for one day. Like, I wouldn't – if I wanted to go to Cedar Point for a day, I wouldn't just empty whatever I have to make sure I could go to Cedar Point. And that's what that seems like. So
it sounds like you're saying you wouldn't buy.
No, because on no level, I can't say that that's a good investment.
I cannot tell you that's a good investment. And then the only thing I can fight that with is, well, it's been 72 years since they've won a World Series, Ken. Well, you're telling me about a one-game playoff. You're not talking to me about a World Series. And if I lose that one-game playoff, well, then it's probably going to be 73 or 74 years before I can get to a World Series, or perhaps even longer. So there's no way I can sit there and say that that's a sound investment. So ultimately, Lord Bispo's right. However, it's such a downer, and that part sucks. That sucks. So excuse me while, yes, you're right, but I'm gonna pout and moan just a little bit, okay? Is that okay? Good. So if they get down to five games, we're going to flip the switch?
They get down to five, yeah.
Cavs, I can't flip their switch anymore. They're switchless. It's a broken switch.
We'll see. Big draft.
The guy in charge, well, really? Big draft?
I'd say so.
Well, I had Andy Katz yesterday telling us that they might have to draft for fit for John Beilein. Because that's how you win in the NBA. You draft for the fit of the head coach. You know, Brad Stevens and the championships that he's magically has given the Boston Celtics. I forgot. Okay. That's a scary scenario. And we will talk draft coming up at 7 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.